Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I'm your host, Scott, and with me as always, my co-host, Ryan.
What is up? I hear that you've been a little frustrated lately.
Well, I've had some obligations I've had to take care of recently. Just increases my frustration.
That's right.
Ryan, tonight I think we're going to talk about some more obligations from our early waves, our wave one. Heroes,
we've been let's knock out a few.
Hear anything coming from FFG on the next hero wave, and still a little bit of radio silence. So hopefully we'll get something here soon.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mystery on what they're going to reveal. Do you think they'll reveal like more on the new box, or do you think they're going to reveal some hero?
My like optimistic self would say hopefully both, maybe a little bit of the box and the first hero. If not, I would rather probably have the first hero.
I gotcha.
Because if the box is a mystery to me going into playing it, I'm fine with that.
Yes, I do like having a little bit of mystery to the story.
All right, Ryan. Well, why don't we kick off our first obligation with our geriatric character of Marvel Champions.
That's right, one of the oldest heroes in the game. Captain America.
Captain America.
Let's see. His I like the title, what it's representing, the man out of time. He's got a picture of Peggy Carter in his little pocket watch. Pretty cool. Let's see. It says the typical you may flip to alter ego form. You can choose to exhaust Steve Rogers and remove the card from the game or discard half of the cards in your hand. Rounded down. Discard this obligation.
That's kind of rough.
Yeah, it's not a very fun one.
Yeah.
I will say it doesn't seem very thematic, and like the consequence doesn't really match like Captain America's mechanisms for his hero. But then again, what's his mechanism? Just like punch really good?
Yeah, punch and stun and block. It's about his better things.
Yeah, he kind of does everything.
I guess if you get rid of some of those, it just kind of makes for a kind of a dud hand or dud turn.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you have one card, you can have a decent turn by doing his ready.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, there's really not a bad turn with Captain America as long as you have one card to discard.
Yeah, yeah. He's so strong. So I do think this could be very devastating for other heroes if they had it. I think Captain America, it's not as bad, but it still is never great to lose half your hand.
No, but I'm with you. If we were giving out grades for the thematicness of an obligation, I feel like this one whiffs a little bit. I like the art. The art's cool, but
I think you could have done something like you can't ready this turn or something like that. Maybe that would fit more.
Oh, that's true. Like you exhaust him. I think that it would be a little more devastating for the Captain America hero that if it forced you to exhaust or maybe stun you, it would be a little more impactful.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it doesn't have to do anything with his shield either. Like discard his shield. That'd be pretty terrible.
Yeah, that one's bad because he doesn't really have a mechanism to go fetch it in the game. It's all startup for him.
Yeah, you just got to go find it. Oh, well, find it as in go through the deck.
Right, yeah, you got to like get it back into your deck and then cycle through your deck, which that can be rough.
Yeah, yeah,
if you've ever had to discard his shield for some reason, it's not good.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating. Maybe it was too devastating when they were making it, but overall I think it's fine. Let's see, our rating system was 1 through 5, right? 5 being the worst and 1 being cupcake.
I think so.
I would give this for Captain America probably a 2.
I'm like 3, 2 to 3, 2.5.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sure.
All right, Ryan, our next hero is one of your favorites. And it just kind of seems out of place in the waves and the cycles. So what do you think about Miss Marvel's obligation? Home by Dawn.
Ooh.
I guess it's kind of thematic. Teenager sneaking out, fighting some crime. Home by dawn.
That's true.
Give to the Kamala Khan player. You may flip to all three form. Choose exhaust Kamala Khan. Remove Home by Dawn from the game. Or you can discard one persona support you control. If no support was discarded this way, discard gains surge. Discard this obligation. I think for her, she's got three personas that you try and get down. So it's not like super impactful. Because I feel like each of them does something different enough that if you got rid of one, it wouldn't completely like throw your game off.
Mm-hmm.
But, and usually have like one. So you should be able to discard it and not have to worry about the surge.
Yeah, yeah. I have found this one to not be the worst. Number one, there are other persona supports out there.
True.
But normally I just get rid of Bruno. I feel like he's the weakest link.
Do you know why?
No.
Because we don't talk about Bruno.
Ah, oh, I was wondering where you were going to take again. That.
Yes!
I jumped right into that one. I just could not think of where you were going with that one. All right, that was a good one. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it disrupts her very much.
No, it can be very impactful when all you have is one of the good ones.
Sure. But going down to even to alter ego helps her, right?
Yeah, it's pretty beneficial because her personas are alter ego focused. So the biggest thing is being exhausted, but you generally don't defend with her very often. At least I don't.
And
you do exhaust.
You don't basic attack or Thor with her either.
Correct, yeah.
Use her ability.
You exhaust to use her ability. So if you're running her like defense card, you might have her exhausted because of that. But
yeah, it's true. Kind of wiggle room or something.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's not devastating, I guess. I guess it really depends on when you get this card. If you get it at the beginning, it could be a little bit more. But I would probably give this a 2 or 3, depending on the stage of the game you're in.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd probably lean a little more closer to 2, personally, but I don't think this one's very bad or awful.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have gotten it where I was like, geez. But overall, I think you will survive with her without her personas.
True.
They just make her better, but she's very capable of handling most things without the personas.
And you can cycle through her deck pretty quick for her cards.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, flip the alter ego, cycle through a bunch, get what you need.
Right.
Be back in the game pretty quick.
I like it.
That's why she's the best.
She's pretty good. She's one to definitely revisit if it's been a long time. She's been out since end of 2019, beginning of 2020, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. I do need to take Buster back out with some of these newer cards and see how it goes, because there's some aggression cards that I think might be really good with her.
Yeah, being able to get them back and play them multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, her combos are just so solid.
And being able to, like, play multiple of the same card within the same window is bonkers.
Yeah, it's crazy what she can do, like, being able to defend for a ridiculous amount and attack and thwart, and man, she's just very fun. And she's very fun to deck build with because of those cards.
She's a little technical, so it may take a time or two to really feel her, how her kit flows. But I think once you kind of get there, or, you know, watch a video on some YouTube content creators or something that have a fun deck and kind of explain the timing and windows with her.
Yeah. And when you get her obligation, it's not too bad. Not devastating. Like some that we've seen.
Or that we will see.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No, this one's not devastating. We have our next hero, Thor, the god of thunder. Tell us about Thor's obligation.
That was my lightning sound effect. Oh. It was pretty good.
It was good.
Let's see. Thor. Odin's anger. So, same thing. Flip it all three. Go if you want to. Exhaust and remove it. Its main thing is discard Mjolnir from your hand or from play. You are stunned. Discard this obligation. Ouch. I feel like this one, it's funny how the game's evolved. This one is essentially Captain Marvel's. Because Captain Marvel is you get stunned, right? And then this game Surge.
Let's take a look here.
Yes.
You are stunned. Discard game Surge. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's very similar. You still have that stun, but this time you lose the major aspect of his kit, Mjolnir. That's rough.
Yeah, but you can go fetch it. It's pretty easy. I will say it kind of throws off his what he wants to do with minions and his ability on his hero side a little bit, but it's not like game changing. You just flip down and go call it back.
Agreed. I do think you can flip down and go get it, but I think the addition of
you're flipping down already.
That's true. I mean, you're not wrong. I think the addition of the stun is for me is what. Is a little more devastating.
Sure.
Now because he's not a big thwarter, so if you're flipping down, you're already risking the potential of thwarting, even though this is happening in the encounter phase, so hopefully you're flipping back up. But you've got to spend the time to go find your hammer, and then you're stunned, so you're going to have to get rid of that, which I think the stun is more devastating in this case. Just because he wants to attack and he doesn't have good reading.
Right, I agree. And a little bit, the you're already in 4-card territory unless you had the Rainbow Bridge out to make him a 5 card hand. But then you still got to pay to put his hammer back out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you can go fetch it. So it does kind of hurt your turn. In that SR2.
Yeah. I think it out of the three we've done thus far, I think this one is definitely the more devastating when drawn.
Yeah. Seeing this is, I think, what we were talking about with Captain America's. If they went more of like a shield, losing his shield, it would feel a little more like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what it was. I mean, for him, you could probably drop the stun part because it is harder to grab his shield versus his Mjolnir.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. The thematic, you know, loses the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
He's unworthy.
Unworthy. I would probably give this unworthy character or unworthy obligation, I'd probably give it a 4. I think it's pretty devastating.
I'm going to lean a little more towards a 3, 3.5. I don't.
Oh my goodness, come on.
I'm just not quite there. Because he can go recur it so easily. And I agree with you, the stun is the bigger deficit that you've got to overcome with this obligation. But I still think it's awful.
Yeah, going down to alter ego with a 4-card hand size. Ugh.
Yeah.
That stinks. Poof. Oh, man.
All right, Ryan. So these obligations weren't too bad. You know, we hovered around that kind of 3, kind of average, middle-of-the-road obligations.
Yeah. At this point, at least in the waves, they are still pretty similar in how they operate. They still have the flipped alter ego, and they still have the exhaust to remove, and then your other option.
Yeah.
So we haven't quite broken new ground yet with these obligations at that time.
I have a sneaky suspicion that we're getting there.
Yes, I believe we are going to be getting to some different ones in the near future.
Well, tell us what you think about Captain America, Miss Marvel, or Thor's obligation. Which one do you think is the worst? Which one do you think is the easiest to deal with? We'd love to hear your feedback. You can reach out to us at marvelchampionspod@gmail.com. We enjoy hearing from you. Appreciate everybody listening. And as always, if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
Take care, y'all.